Rockets basketball is on the air. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back courtside with Scott Korn and the voice of the Rockets, Doug Hammond.
All right, welcome back here to Shelby County High School. Starting lineups being announced. Collins just announced. Backcourt, Davion McKnight, freshman point guard. 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds. He'll be joined in the backcourt by Eric Mowder. Eric, 2 points a game, getting his second start of the season. Up front, they'll go with probably their biggest lineup. Nick Eads will assume one starting role. 2.5 points for Nick, and then up front, Dominic Turner, 11.5 points, 6.5 rebounds. And then up at center, Charlie Cochran. Charlie, the leading scorer, second leading rebounder, 15.5 points, 6.5 rebounds. So McKnight, Mowder, Eve, Turner, and Cochran, starters for the Titans. For the Rockets, they'll be starting a little bit different lineup than we've seen. Keyshawn Catlett, 2.5, nearly 3 points a game. He'll be joined by T.J. Robinson, 9 points a game. Jordan Hunter, 3 points a game. And then Jordan Armstrong, 12.5 points, 4.5 rebounds. And then and Keon Stone, your other starter, Tyler Green, will come off the bench tonight. So it'll be Robinson jumping it up here against Dominic Turner. Shelby County wearing their home white. Meanwhile, and the only thing we're missing now is a game ball. They're amid the scorer's table here trying to figure out who's got the ball. And here comes the ball emerging from the locker room.
Sergeant Carter got it.
All right, Shelby County wearing their home white. Collins wearing their road. I guess that's gray, right, Scott? Gray? Tap controlled to Jordan Hunter. Hunter will hand it back to Keon Stone, who will operate the point, guarded here by Nick Eats. Collins comes out man-to-man. Out straight away to Robinson, looking to drive on Cochran. Drives, blocked by Cochran. Taken away by Cochran. Ball on the ground, picked back up by Robinson. Saves it into Hunter, blocked again, but fouled. This will go on Dominic Turner, his first. That'll send Jordan Hunter the line. He will shoot two shots. First free throw, no good by Jordan.
Coach Gaither, turn around and knock her right out.
Second free throw, no good, but T.J. Robinson gets the rebound, knocked away by Eads, picked up by Turner.
Right now, Shelby County just getting all the loose balls.
McDyke, high ball screen, kicks left side to Turner, guarded by Armstrong. He'll take a ball screen by Cochran. They double, and he'll get away to Mowder, right side here to McKnight. High ball screen, McKnight deep down to Cochran. Back to McKnight. He's going to drive. Floater partially blocked. Picked up by Cochran. Laid it in.
I don't know if that was blocked. Was he trying to pass that, you think?
I thought it was blocked, but maybe it wasn't. Keon Stone quickly back into front court here for the Rockets. Guarded by Eads. Still on the dribble. Takes a high ball screen on the right wing. Switches off. Cochran switches. And tried to feed at the post. They're going to foul on Nick Eads, trying to deny the entry pass.
This guy, we got the two of the same guys we had in there. This guy never caught any pass.
He sure did. If he would have caught that same foul on the girls,
I would have been 48 pass.
That foul on Nick Eads, his first, inbounded out deep here to Stone.
Got a big mismatch. T.J. Robinson got Mowder on him.
Now they'll switch out of that. Left side, Keyshawn Catlett has it. Out straight away here. They'll swing the ball to the right side to Stone. He takes the ball screen, steps back from it. Looking to drive on Cochran. Going all the way to the basket. Scoop shot. No good. Rebounded by Cochran. Gets it away to McKnight. Davion looking to drive. Cut off. Gets it back to Turner. Swing the ball back to right side here to Mowder. will take a ball screen, looking to drive, knocked away. Bowder gets it back, still trying to find somebody, finally gets it away to Cochran on the right wing, out straight away to Turner. Dom will line up a three straight away, got it. Collins leads it here 5-0.
That right there was almost a layup at one end. Shelby County, they controlled that basketball, top of the key. Ended up in wide open three by Dom.
Gets it away to Catlin. Back cut by Robinson. Nice play, lay it in.
Robinson!
5-2, Titans.
Nice cut there by TJ.
McKnight working in the lane, kicks it out to Mowder. Back to Turner straight away, working on Armstrong. He'll take a ball screen. He'll double and he'll back it back out. Now looks to drive. Gets in the lane, has it knocked away and stolen. Stone pushing it the other way. Going to drive all the way to the basket. Wild shot. Should have passed it. No good. Rebounded by Turner. Gets it away to McKnight. He's pushing hard and fouled as he's trying to get to the basket.
Keon just a little bit out of control. As you mentioned, had a guy to his right. He should have thrown the ball, too.
Foul on Jordan Hunter is first. Inbounded to Cochran in the corner. Now straight away to Eve.
We got Dom wide open in that corner.
Left side, Mowder open from three. He got it.
Big shot there by Mowder. He's a guy that's been waiting for, hit some shots. He's a good-looking shooter, just in a little bit of a slump. But
just a sophomore. 8-2. Straight away, Hunter has it. He'll line up a three. This one off the back, no good. Rebounded by Cochran. Gets it away to McKnight. Davion looking to push. Up to Turner. Turner stops. 15-foot jumper. Rims in. That's going to rim out, but actually bounce back in. Lead up to 8 here. 10-2. Quick pace here early. Stone going to drive on Cochran. A lot of contact. Lays it in.
Got a couple of tough loads right there. Just went in and used his strength. He's really strong, kid.
Thought he could have got an and one on that one. A lot of body contact. McKnight looking to drive, leaves it off for Cochran. He'll fake a handoff, just stop, shoot a 15-foot jumper. Good.
Not sure that's the greatest shot in the world, but
12-4, halfway through the first. Stone switches off on Cochran. 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded, knocked out of bounds, or saved inbounds by McKnight, but right to Catlin. Catlin on the baseline, in trouble with it. Gets it to Robinson, who'll hand it back to Jordan Hunter.
Nice hustler by Keyshawn. Mowder didn't block him out.
Hunter, 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Cochran. Gets it away to McKnight. Davion looking to push. Kicks it back, Cochran straight away. Right side, Mowder. He'll line up a three. Got it!
3-point Mowder hits two. He might hit 10.
And timeout, Shelby County. 30-second timeout, but
Shelby County.
Collins has come out hot from the three-point line here, Scott. They've hit three in the first 4.5 minutes and lead it here 15-4.
Collins coming out 6-for-6. Hasn't missed a shot yet. So one thing I did at least see is not a lot of offensive rebounds. I think Charlie Cochran knows controlling the defensive end rebound.
Pretty much getting it out, letting it quickly to McKnight. He's pushing the pace.
In the game for the Rockets, number 15, Tyler Drain. In the game for the Titans.
So Tyler Drain will come off the bench and check in. And Kyle Perdue will also check in. He will check in for McKnight. And also Beckley has checked in for the Rockets here as well. Straight away, Armstrong has it. Guarded by Turner, right side to Drain. Guarded by Nicky, down low to Catlett. Goes up and blocked by Turner off the arm of Mowder out of bounds. Kind of we mentioned in the opening, Scott, the size of Collins giving Shelby County a little trouble here early.
Especially, Dom and them guys, just long, you know what I'm saying? They're not really as big or tall, but just, long. I think Dom really came back and started playing well here. First came back from being sick with strep throat.
And Dom checks out, and Marcellus Vail, the freshman, will make his first appearance. Beckley with it out front, guarded by Perdue. They switch off. He'll get it to Armstrong. He's going to look to drive. Stops. Goes up. Tough shot off the board. Rolls in.
See, when Collins switches, Shelby County's got advantage. Because TJ's one sitting the screen. He's usually got a smaller man on him when he rolls the basket. Might be something they can take advantage of.
Purdue being trapped, gets it away to E. Left side to Vail. Vail still on the dribble, guarded by Armstrong. Armstrong takes it away from him. Jordan going the other way. Goes up and lays it in and draws the foul. That foul will go on Nick E. That'll be number two. So a couple of back-to-back big plays there from Jordan Armstrong. He'll head to the line to shoot one, and he got it. So Jordan with five in a row has cut this lead from 11 down to six.
That's what you want your best player to do. You know, down 11, you're struggling. Two big plays. Get Shelby County right back in the game here.
Cochran throws it ahead to Vail. Vail cross court to Purdue. He'll line up a three right side. This one rimmed out, no good. Rebounded by Turner. Dom goes back up, lays it in. He draws a foul.
Dom really active early here, man. Kyle Purdue is a kid you want to see hit a shot, man. He had a wide open looks and a good shooter. Just right now, it's just not going.
That foul on Keyshawn Catlett, his first. He's glad to see Kyle take that shot. He was on the other night, really become passive
after he
played in that
first
game against South Odom. Free throw by Dom, good.
That was a game that night. Kyle just couldn't get anything really go for him. You know,
everything he tried,
it just
didn't work.
I mean, he tried hard. Yeah. We're not saying that, but it just seemed like that he just really couldn't get anything to go for him.
So 3-point play completed by Turner, and lead now back to 9, 18-9. Trey Stoniker checked in here for the Rockets. Right side Drain. He'll line up a three. Right side. Got it!
Big shot by Tyler.
McKnight back in working against Beckley. Getting in the lane. Turns. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Stoniker. Gets it away to Beckley. Pushed it hard up the left side. Now right side Drain. Just hit one from there. This one's short. Long rebound. Run down by Beckley. Trying to trap Beckley. Gets it away to Robinson. And Robinson will be fouled by McKnight. That'll be his first, team's fourth.
Pretty sure the first time over here, that's when the game TJ got real quick fouls, right? Yeah. He's the guy that's got to be on the floor here tonight.
18-12, Collins leads it. Entertaining, good pace first quarter here, 1:20 to go here, first quarter.
They had Jordan on that cut.
Stoniker, he's looking to drive all the way. The basket goes up, can't get it to go. Robinson gets the rebound and fouled on his way back up. And I think it's going to be number two on McKnight. And that's another one, Scott. When McKnight's not on the floor, they're kind of a different team.
Yeah, you're right. He's the guy that we've been seeing him a lot with him being out, especially with, a lot of times they would let Nick Fort kind of not really play that role, but, start to play. With him being out tonight, it's interesting to see where they go.
First free throw by Robinson, good.
Of course, Dom can do the same thing a little bit.
Second free throw, also good.
Nice comeback here by the Rockets. Cut that 11-point lead right down to four.
Inbound to McKnight to Turner. Dom being chased from behind. Gets it off left side to Vail. Feeds it down low to Cochran. Out straight away to McKnight. Back to Vail, then straight away to Turner.
Let me see. Cochran take that ball to the basket.
1 minute to go here in the first quarter, 18-14. Dobson drive hard and loses it, and Vail trying to save it in was on the end line and will turn it over.
Dom had an alley right there, but a good reach. Somebody reached in and knocked the ball off his leg.
So good battle here for Shelby County after falling down by 11. They've made a good run of it here, cut it down to four. Beckley being trapped, gets away to Armstrong. Jordan. Gets in the middle of the floor, kicks it to Stoniker.
Oh, he had Drain wide open in that corner.
Beckley looking to drive. Picks his dribble up, gets it back to Stoniker. He's driving and going to be a hand check foul here on Vail.
Foul is on number 10, Vail.
Kind of saw that out of Marcellus a little bit the other night, Scott. Is just too much hands to the body.
Yeah.
And right to Robinson, goes up, and he'll draw the foul again. And this one
Turner
will go on Vail again. That'll be number two.
Vail, that's his second. Team seven.
So from this point on, there's 34 seconds to go in the quarter, and in the entire second quarter, Shelby County will be in the bonus.
I thought that could have been on Dom. That's probably a good break if you're calling.
Free throw up by Robinson, no good.
That'd be in his second also.
Robinson with four, trying to make five here. Free throw up, good. Inbounded to Purdue. Cross court to Vail. Right back to Turner, still in the backcourt. Shelby County full court pressure here. Trying to get it in the front court to Purdue. Cross the lane to Cochran. Goes up, blocked by Green, out of bounds.
Green had a little something to say after that, too.
I like it. Inbounded to Vail in the corner. Back to Turner straight away.
Anybody, I can't believe you would like to talk. That's hard to...
That's a stretch, isn't it?
It's a stretch to me, yeah.
Never seen that one coming. Vail with it. 8 seconds to go. Right side to Purdue. On the baseline to Cochran. 3 seconds.
I don't think they know how much time's left.
Cochran going to lock back up and shoot a high arching three, and it'll be short at the buzzer.
At the end of the first quarter.
So at the end of one, a good pace to it. Collins leads it here, 18-15. You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.